Hello and welcome to my English 11 final project. Today we'll be talking about the opioid crisis and how it affects Canada. First, we need to know what an opioid is. An opioid is a drug which is a very fast, strong, and addictive painkiller. For example, codeine, fentanyl, morphine, oxycodone, and medical heroin. How do they work? Well, painkillers stop body messages from being sent to the brain. They stop it by not letting it pass through the spine. An opioid is a drug which is a very fast, strong, and addictive painkiller. For example, codeine, fentanyl, morphine, oxycodone, and medical heroin. How do they work? Well, painkillers stop body messages from being sent to the brain. They stop it by not letting the communication pass through the spine. Many people would wonder, where did the opioid crisis begin? Opioids have been around for thousands of years, and the opium poppy is 5,000 years old. It used to be known as the hulgi, meaning the joy plant. The opioid crisis began around the world all at different times, and we're not sure when. However, we do know where and when a lot of opioids were developed. In the 17th to the 18th century, scientists started mixing alcohol with opium. Then in 1804, German scientists developed morphine, and at that time it became the world's default painkiller. And throughout the years, scientists have developed more and more drugs that are even more highly addictive. You'll probably be thinking, this is pretty sketchy, but you'll be surprised about who does the drugs. Think of some people doing opioids, and what first comes to mind. You probably said homeless people. However, there are plenty of 15-year-olds that do opioids. They may be overdosing because they're using the opioid improperly. However, that isn't always what happens. Opioids could be laced with something else. They could even be laced with another opioid or drug. For example, fentanyl. Only 2 grams of fentanyl could lead you to an overdose. Now think about that. Only 2 grains of salt. Therefore, you could be overdosing on a different drug that you're not intentionally taking. And it's not just 15-year-olds and homeless people who've overdosed on these drugs. Your father, mother, uncle, or aunt could all be doing these opioids. And that is why opioids are such a big problem. Thousands, even millions of families have lost their family members because of opioids. You probably know someone who has used these drugs. And if you or your family members are one of these people, it's not too late. There are thousands of places which you can go get help. You've just got to be looking for it.